I put a motion in last February in relation to the craft village in Donegal town, and you know, I'm delighted that, you know, I got a reply back after all this time. I mean, because I've been keeping it on the forefront, but I mean, the craft village is going to be taken under the economic development section of the council. It was under the community development, and unfortunately, basically, it was kind of lost between two stools. And I'm delighted that the economic development is leading out on this now and that, because that's where it should have been. This is business, this is enterprises, and it should always come under the economic development. And that's something I'm very delighted that is happening. As you rightly said, there's 8 units out here, and that means two of them is going to be basically upgraded at the moment, and then the remaining 6 will be upgraded. And the news basically coming from the economic development and the hotel came to me in writing and told me that will be happening is the proposal of these refurbishing work will be included in the council's 3-year budget that will be presented. So the money will be allocated in the budget going forward for these. And that's the good news for the people out there and the people that have given so much to the craft village and the small businesses out there, that they can rest assured that money is going to be allocated now in the budget going forward. And these repair works will be done as a matter of urgency.
We spoke previously to you about how a couple of the units out there were actually vacant. What is the situation with those? Are they still vacant or are they occupied?
Yes, they are vacant at the moment. The work is going to start on them immediately and to bring them units back into circulation. There's a huge demand for these premises out there and these units. So we're hoping to get them back in the new year. And I mean, and then the remaining 6 will all be up to a standard that will be better for the centre right going forward out there. And that. So we're looking forward to seeing the craft village upgraded to the standard that it should be, and for the people out there and the businesses out there, that they will have something really, really proud to work at.